Love Talk Radio.
His name is Malik Zulu Shabazz. Malik Zulu Shabazz.
It is indeed my honor and great joy and privilege to be invited by Brother and Dr. Malik Zulu Shabazz, who is one of the greatest student leaders of all time.
I'm talking about terrorism now. We want a war on terrorism. The war on terrorism should have started 400 years ago. Bring the flag, brother. Bring the flag.
Bring the flag.
The ring. Because I'm here to tell you that false patriotism will not get you out of this. Holding a bandana flag around your head will not get you out of this. Huh? Flag on your antenna in your car will not get you out of this. You might be saying, God bless America. But when did America ever bless God? You might be saying, God bless America. But God might be damning America at this very hour.
What's all this shit I see on here about harassment and all that bullshit, rap for power? You son of bitches, get out and get a goddamn job and make a constructive citizen out of yourself and stop all this bullshit. You wouldn't have to have no fucking rally for power. You got that message, motherfucker?
Black power. Black power and more black power to my people. This is your brother, your soldier in arms, and comrade in battle, Sean Kwali. Happy. Hell yeah, I'm happy to be able to broadcast live once again to you from the hells and the smell of North America. And as always, I count this a privilege. I count this a joy. I count this an honor to be able to talk to you from this platform that we call and consider Black Power Radio. We welcome you to our normal regular listeners, to those of you who check us out every single week, really, every single week. We appreciate you. We appreciate you for continuing to tune in and to be with us and to roll with us on this mission that we call the liberation and salvation of the black nation. That's what it is. Let me say that one more time. The liberation and the salvation of the black nation. And so, hell, if you're tuning in, we hope that you are getting your black power battery recharged. We want you to always get your black power battery recharged. This world will beat you up, man. This world will seriously beat a black man or a black woman up to the point to where really, in some cases, you don't even feel like, you know, in some cases, some of our people don't even feel like continuing on. They don't even feel like pushing to the next day. You know what I mean? Some of our people really feel like giving up, and it's hopeless out there, and it's dark out there, you know? And so when you tune in to Black Power Radio, we want you to feel empowered and to know your history and to know your history and to know your potential and to know your capabilities and to know what it is that we got to do in this hour to be in a better position and condition. Hell yeah. We got to be in a better condition and position in 2011 and going off into the future. We can't live 2011 like you lived 2010 or like we lived 2009 or 8, 7, or the 90s or the 80s, the 70s, the 60s, none of that. No, you got to live, and I got to live today like it's the last day, but like it's the best day. Okay? And so we're pushing forward and happy to have you here on behalf of our national chairman, the big doctor. That's right, the warrior lawyer, that five-star general man on a mission who is pulling us together. No matter how much we fight each other, No matter how much we nitpick with each other, no matter how much we may backbite with each other, or no matter how much we may love each other and be in love with each other and hug each other and be there for each other, whatever the situation is, this black man's pulling us together. And so we're happy to give you greetings on his behalf of Assalamu Alaikum and Hotep, Shalom and Free the Land, Black Laws for All Black People. And as the Black Power General say, what's up? We're talking about our national chairman, Doctor and Attorney Malik Zulu Shabazz. And we also give you greetings on behalf of every single chapter throughout the black nation, throughout the total scope of this country, and throughout the total scope of this globe. We're talking about every chapter of the New Black Panther, the Party for Self-Defense. That's right. We send you greetings of Black Power. It's a Black Power Hour today. For some of you, it's going to be a blackout. It's going to be a straight-up blackout for some of you. But it's a Black Power Hour. This show, my brothers and sisters, of course, is every show. We ask for the help of our ancestors, for those who have taken lives and given their lives and sacrificed and worked for free labor at times, really most all of the time. I don't give a care what they got. It was free labor. They worked for free labor. You know what I mean? Sun up to sun down. Can't see morning to can't see night. We ask our ancestors help with this show, and we thank the Almighty, Wise, True, and Living Creator by whatever name that you use, at one divine regenerative force in the world that's present in the world. We're asking for that help as we go to battle for the hearts and minds of our people who have been mentally destroyed, who have been economically destroyed, who have been psychologically destroyed, who have been emotionally destroyed, physically destroyed. Our people who are being locked down in the penitentiaries and the jails of North America and across the world in captivity and made to work as slaves for cheap labor today, building things for companies and manufacturing shoes and license plates and all of that. We ask the help of our Creator for the freedom of all political prisoners and all black men and women held in the jails, the penitentiaries, prisons, and whatnot. That's right. We're going to war for the hearts and minds of our people. And in this show, we're talking about from boyhood to manhood. We're talking about from girlhood to womanhood. We got to go at it because, you know, like I say, we've been destroyed. We've been destroyed for a long time. But it's going to take an uphill road and an uphill battle for us to make something of ourselves, to pick ourselves up from the dirt. Have you bought into the stereotype and the propaganda that the black man and black woman ain't nothing? That we just Negroes and niggas and coons and people that can just play basketball, you know, play a little tennis here and there. Now we play golf and whatnot. Have you bought into those stereotypes? Are you the type that believe we just chicken and biscuit eaters, watermelon eaters, huh? Little black Sambo and whatnot. We have to be re-educated to know that we are the mothers and fathers of civilization. To know that we are the mothers and fathers of the arts and the sciences. To know that we are the mothers and fathers of everything that you see of some good. That's what I said. Science, mathematics, chemistry, all of that. I said chemistry, not chemistry, chemistry. I'll let y'all chew on that. We got on the show tonight, my family, a powerful sister out of D.C., a sister that's organizing, been organizing since this morning, I know. And she's pushing for a national day of action. She said, we got to have it. I said, we got to do the same. We got to have some action. How in the world are we going to get free being inactive or just doing enough to get by and pay our bills? That's only maintaining the status quo. And if you didn't know, let me just let you know that we are having a National Day of Action, April the 23rd. That's right. It's coming up now. It's the 9th of April, family. It's the 9th of April. It's coming up. April 23rd. We're doing a National Day of Action. And when you say, well, what is a National Day of Action? National Day of Action means you get your black behind up and do something for self on that day. Do something for your people on that day. Organize for the community. Organize for the youth. Organize for the future. Organize your dollars. Get your money right. Get some land. Do something for the people. April the 23rd. Whatever it is that we can do of some good. We're calling from the north to the south to the east to the west. We are calling out our family to do something to turn over what has happened to us and what has been heaped on us for the last 400 plus years. 400 plus years. You don't think we're going to just wave a magic wand and deal with that, do you? 400 years? And so, my brothers and sisters, we got some work to do. Some serious work to do. Okay? And so, we're willing to start today. We're willing to take the advice of the Honorable Marcus Mosiah Garvey. We're willing to take the advice of the Most Honorable Elijah Muhammad. We're willing to take the advice of the Prophet, Noble Prophet Drew Ali. We're willing to take the advice, of Father Allah, formerly known as Class 13X. We're willing to take the advice of Booker T. Washington and Ida B. Wells. We're willing to take the advice of Nat Turner. All of those. I can't name them all, but you get the point. We got to take the advice. And it's got to become more than words now. It can't be words now with a world in upheaval. With the world in upheaval and overturn and revolution popping up all over the earth. It can't just be words now. Because you're going to look up, black man, black woman, and everybody else is going to have their piece of the pie except you and I. Everybody's going to have their piece of this pie except you and I. And who are we going to have to blame? Who are we going to have to blame? If we have a National Day of Action right now at our fingertips, at our doorstep, who are we going to blame if we don't get up and do something for the little black boys and girls in our own family today in 2011? So we're going to get busy. It's not about a leader. Let me clear this up before I bring our sister home. It's not about following some leader and, you know what I mean, making your stake known with the leader and saying, I follow this one or I follow that one. It ain't about that. It ain't about that, because if it was about us just being a leader, having, you know, one particular leader, we have better results right now. It takes a collective effort. It takes collective leaders. It takes leadership. It takes those of us who are willing to pull our time, our talent, our resources, and our effort together to be able to make a change, a real concrete change, and not a theorized change. We got enough people theorizing and coming up with a theory here and a theory there and saying, I think this will work. Well, what if I do this? What if we try this? Well, we should do this. We should do that. But damn, it never gets done. So, time out for that, as Edwards would say. As National Minister of Information, Edwards Cleveland used to say, time out for that. Now it's time for the get right, as I said to say. It's time to put your concrete. You put your boots to the concrete, put your feet to the ground, trying to get dirty, trying to roll up your sleeves. It's time to get out here. So let's get on with it. And let's hear from my sister. She's going to be talking about what's happening in D.C., what's going on in Barry Farms and the project there in Barry Farms, what's happening on the ground. She's going to be talking about the sister's role in the organizer. She's going to be talking about a lot of things. So buckle your seatbelts. We're coming black at you. We're coming black at you. We got a few hours of black power coming at you. Tell a neighbor, tell a friend. Get your black behind up. If you're laying down, sit up, listen tight. Listen in good. Because this just could save your life. They fighting right now in Kemet. Just could save your life. They fighting right now in Libya. Just could save your life. They fighting right now in Bahrain. Let me introduce the song. Yeah, I got to introduce. But definitely give a strong, strong presentation for our sister. And I just want to say this as I bring on right now. Don't you be holding these black women back in this revolution, black man. If you in an organization, you're doing it, even in my own organization, if we're doing that, the sister got to be let loose, got to run buck wild over the enemy. Help me to bring to our show and receive a warm round of applause. If you can clap or just put your fist in the air for our dear sister and warrior and colleague, Sister Aisha Jackson. Black power.
The brothers and sisters. How you doing, brother? Black power.
Doing fantastic.
Black
How you doing,
power.
Black power. What's going on, Queen?
Well, brother, I've been out all day on the subways and in the byways for our brothers and sisters. And, brother, I am so happy to be here and to talk with you and all the black family.
That's what I'm talking about. That's what I'm talking about. I kind of tell the people, you know, I always like to, you know, we family. I know the enemy's listening. Hey, to the NSA listening and the CIA listening, the FBI listening, get comfortable. Get
black
comfortable.
Power, black power, black power. Brothers and sisters.
Back in your seats. And so sit back and because we want to let the NSA know and the CIA know and the FBI know that it's you're wasting your time trying to work against the revolution. It's like, in scripture says, it's like trying to blow out the sun with your mouth. But anyway, it's Aisha.
Black power.
Let our people
black
know
power.
Who you
black power. Brothers and sisters, we need to stand up and rise up for our children. I am a black woman, a grandmother, mother, and sister, and I can't imagine us fighting and shouting for freedom.
Sister, you gotta get you a good reception. Now you're going in and out. You still with me?
Yes, brother. Black power. We need
black power.
To stand
go right
up
ahead.
For our children. Stand
yeah.
up for freedom for our children, black people. See, I know and I witness all these things and the ills for our children. We need to fight for our children, and it is embarrassing to me that we are not in the street right now fighting. The government was threatening to be shut down, and what are we, asleep? Black power. What are we, asleep? Black power. Wake up, brothers and sisters. This is for our future. I cannot believe that we are still fighting for the same things that Dr. King and Malcolm X died for us. This is unbelievable that we are still silent. I cannot believe it, brother. I cannot believe it. I'm willing to die for this thing because I have 3 grandsons, and our children are walking around with their pants down. What the black? Are we going to still be begging in 2100? Huh? This is unbelievable. We should be in the street right now shouting and screaming. And we're looking at the NCAA. We're looking at Basketball Wives instead of fighting for our freedoms. Freedom ain't free. Freedom ain't free.
Right.
This is unprecedented that we are still asleep and people have died for these things. Malcolm will be turning over in his grave. This is unprecedented. I cannot believe it, brother.
I'm right there with you, sister. It's 2011 and we're still fighting for just basic needs.
The highest unemployment. In Washington, D.C., we have the sickest people with HIV and AIDS. How come this administration didn't fight for the Congo? Huh? What? Black people, what are you doing? Sleeping? I cannot believe it, brother.
Me either. It's disrespectful.
It's unreal that
like
we are still
I like
asleep.
It is embarrassing.
Brother, it is unreal that we are still asleep. I cannot believe it. The government was getting ready to get shut down, and brothers and sisters are still sleeping. They buying rims, getting tattoos on their faces and things. When our children are suffering all over the planet, huh? What about the Congo, huh? What about Darfur? What? Black people, stand up, rise up, get up. I'm 53 years old, and I can't believe that our people are silent. This is unprecedented. Brother, April the 23rd, we need to be out in droves, huh? You show up for Lil Wayne concerts, you ought to come out for your children. Stand up
right.
And fight for your children.
That's right.
Black Jeez. Power, huh? What is wrong with our people? They're still asleep? I cannot believe it, brother. I'm ashamed of us, huh? What? I cannot believe that we are not screaming, huh? Why aren't the people shouting? The government was going to be shut down.
Why you think we're not, sister? Why you think we're not up in arms down the street? Why you think we're not in the street?
I think they're lazy. I think they're tired. I think they're too cute. Huh? What? People died for you to have the freedom. Freedom ain't free. Freedom ain't free, brothers and sisters. You need to get out of your houses. Malcolm X and them had to pay mortgage. They had to, but they went the extra mile. They went the extra mile. Don't you think that they didn't have to do homework and pay their mortgage too? What? Huh? You're lazy and you're tired and you're fat and you're asleep. Our children are walking around with their pants down. Why? Why? Huh? You're asleep. I can't believe it, brother. It makes me disturbed. I don't
That's
know
deep.
What else I could do. I've been out all day long riding the subway, passing out flyers, talking to the people, and they act like they're asleep. And it's unbelievable to me.
Man.
It's ridiculous to me.
So what's the situation like right now in D.C.? What's going on in D.C. right now?
In D.C., we have the highest HIV and AIDS. We have record numbers of unemployment. The children around here walking around with their pants down. Why? Because black people have fallen asleep. It's ridiculous. Mm. It doesn't make any sense to me. I'm 53 years old. I work every day. And I'm willing to die for this thing.
Yes, ma'am.
I am willing to die for this, brother. It's black power.
Yes, ma'am.
It doesn't make any sense to me that our people lay back and want somebody else to fight for them. If Libya is Africa, Egypt, that's Africa. What?
Right.
What the black? It's not what the F, it's what the black. Who are
right.
we going to be in the latter part of the 21st century? Who are we going to be? You need to ask yourselves these questions. Huh? We thought that this shining star, Barack Obama, huh, he's complicit. He's in the bed with the Zionists. Huh? Huh? And you lay silent. Huh? You lay silent. Because he's cute? That don't mean nothing to the legacy of our children.
Dude.
Malcolm X would be ashamed of us for our apathy. This is unbelievable to me. And I can't believe that our people sit back and take it. I cannot
right.
believe that they are not, they're so comfortable that they are not in the street. See, and I thought to myself, go down to 1600. What? I would be by myself because they punks. I'm calling you out. Brothers and sisters, I call you out. What are you, punks? This is the legacy you want to leave for our children? Huh? That you're asleep? It makes no sense to me. We bailed them out, didn't we? Didn't we bail out Wall Street? Huh? Didn't we? And
all
then
the time.
Barack had the nerve to hire Tim Geithner. Wait a minute. It looks like to me, what? You're going to hire the same person that robbed you to be your house sitter? That's what it looked like. That's what it looked like to me. That's what
You don't see no change, huh?
I don't see no change whatsoever. He ain't cute. His smile ain't phasing me, okay? And I'm not afraid to press the White House.
Gee.
We need to use the technology at hand. Instead of talking about who did what and who's zooming who, you need to be on the street fighting for the freedom that Malcolm died for. I'm ashamed of black people right now. I'm really ashamed, brother. I am really ashamed that black people are weak and mealy-mouthed. It doesn't make any sense to me. We should be shouting from the rafters. Huh? Farrakhan came here. He is older than us. He is a grandfather. He in his late 70s, and he's still in movement. What are you? Some punks? I'm tired. Okay? I'm really tired. And I'm ashamed of the brothers and sisters that they lay in wait. We got ganked, huh? We bailed out Wall Street, huh? Black people, you taxpayers, huh? What? Until we church up and be unified, we are doomed to repeat the same thing, huh? What? Malcolm would be ashamed of us. Martin would be ashamed of us. Mega would be ashamed of us. Marcus Garvey would be ashamed of us, brother. This is some poor, poor representation. Hip hop? What? Y'all ain't doing nothing. Y'all got your brothers, little brothers and sisters got their pants down. What?
Right.
We got 2 million black men incarcerated while y'all sleep, huh? Your paychecks. It is getting ready to be time to put in your taxes. And yet, you take this line down. It's sad and it's tired. And I'm grandmother, and I get up every day, and I kick the door in black. You hear me?
Right.
I kick the door in black wherever I go. And I'm sad. It's a sad representation. I don't know what else to say to
really
you, Brother
is.
Sean. It's a sad representation. That our brothers and sisters ain't on the street right now demanding respect. Spike Lee showed you in the movie. When you unify, hey, they can't turn us away. You need brothers and sisters 200, 300, 3,000 strong. Huh? We can do it.
That's
black
right.
Power. We need to stand up and fight for our children now. Right now.
That's right.
Okay? Right now. This is the time. Right now, brothers and sisters. I don't know what else to say to you, Sean. Huh?
Nah,
it's about black power for me. I'm willing to die for my children. Okay? I'm willing to do this. I'm putting my face, my body, and everything on the line for this thing. Okay? April the 23rd. Come out. Bring your whole family. Show up for your children. Don't let the legacy of Dr. King and Malcolm X and Elijah Muhammad be in vain. Come on.
Right.
Get up. Stand up. Rise up for your people, for our children. This is serious business, brothers and sisters. Get yourselves
That's
together.
Right.
I don't know
That's
what
right.
to say
why
to
you,
Sean.
Why you think so many negative images of us, Sister Aisha? Why is there so many negative images of a black man and black woman?
Because we're asleep. We're tired. And I don't know why. I don't know what lulled us. But this is a sin to me. It's a sin to me. I'm ashamed. I am ashamed. And look, educated brothers and sisters, they soft, they weak, and it's a shame. And I'm calling you out. I'm calling you out. Brothers, if you're getting some love, you're lucky, because a sister should be ashamed of you. I'm serious.
You said they shouldn't even be getting no loving right now, huh?
No, they should not. Huh? What? Our children are suffering when the white man got a cold, we got pneumonia. What the black?
Huh.
What the black? Huh? Where you going to be on the chessboard of the globe in 2100? What y'all doing? Come on, black people. Get up, stand up, rise up. That's what Bob Marley taught us, ain't it? Huh?
That's
he
right.
He be ashamed of us, too. I can't believe that they still sleep. Huh? They putting tattoos on their faces. Huh? What? It's unbelievable that we allow. Let me tell you something. Wherever I show up, I tell the young brothers and sisters, pull your pants up. These young boys with their pants down, I'm ashamed of it. But you can't stand around Sister Aisha like that, because sisters check six, not ass. Huh? What you doing? You can't even run from the police with your pants down. And brothers, grown men, you responsible. You responsible. Where did we drop the ball? Huh? Where? Huh? Y'all need to get yourselves together. I'm a grandmother. I got three grandsons, huh? And I would not go to my grave without being a warrior. I'm going to fight for this thing. Huh?
Yeah.
What the black? That's the question. What the black? Huh? Y'all better get yourselves together, or you will lose the freedoms that they died for. That's what I got to say, Sean.
What the black?
What the F, but what the black? Egypt is Africa, damn it. Libya is Africa, damn it. Tunisia, that's Africa. What's wrong with y'all? Y'all better get yourselves together. Get up, stand up, rise up. It's black power time. It's power
that's
to
right.
the people time. Right now, okay? Let me tell y'all something. Malcolm X, Dr. King, all of them, they had mortgages to pay too, but they went the extra mile. Huh? They came out anyway.
Fine.
Don't give me no excuses for your tired asses. Get yourself together and get in the fight. Get yourself together and get in the fight, because you'll be ashamed, and Allah gonna hold you accountable, okay? What?
Jeez.
Huh.
And that's real.
Obama, let me tell you something about him.
Go ahead.
He is a shining thing. I wanted my grandchildren to see that we can accomplish anything. We need to hold him accountable. But
right.
You got to understand, he under white supremacy syndrome sickness too. Huh?
Jeez.
What?
Jeez.
We should be deep in his corner, pressing him. To let them know that we gonna hold you back, brother. Don't be scared. Be a gangster just like Cheney and Bush. Tell them, hell no. I'm not gonna bomb my black people. Huh?
Right.
What? If you can get together money for Libya, why didn't you get together money for Darfur? Huh, brother? Why didn't you get together money for the Congo? Right now, they suffering.
I would
tell him to his face, I don't care how much CIA, Homeland Security, or whatever. If I was standing next to him, I would tell his ass off. He ain't cute to me right now. Not at all.
No.
He ain't representing not at all.
And let's not forget the black man and woman in North America. We're going all over. They're going all over the world. Trying to be, problem solvers, and we got the biggest problems right here on this shore in North America.
The biggest problems. Here in Washington, D.C., we have a pandemic worse than South Africa in terms of HIV and AIDS. Why? Why?
Pandemic.
Why, brothers and sisters, are you asleep? What is the disconnect? for our children. We have record unemployment. Huh? What's wrong with you? And y'all sat back and what is the matter with you? You're going to the club? You're getting tattoos? Huh? You need to channel that money into the movement. Huh?
That's
I'm going to tell you. Take April the 23rd and don't buy nothing from them white people. That's what you do.
That's right.
That will hit them hard. And I'm going to tell you what else. Let me tell you. This is how you hit them. Use the technology at hand. You can. Obama is the first president that we can email, that we can call. So flood his office. Huh? Take that day and everybody send an email and let him know how you are dissatisfied with their administration and how he and his administration let the Tea Party punk them. Huh? What? Let them know. Let them know. You can do that. Huh? If you can text the brother down the street, you can text that dude too. Okay? Text him and fill his office up. Shut him down with the technology. You ain't got to show up. You ain't even got to march. You can text it in. You can email it in. You can Facebook it in. So he can't get no more work done. Huh? And here's how you hit him. White people, they most precious thing is the object, the stuff. Don't buy nothing. Huh? Let them know where your
power
is at. It's in the dollar. Don't buy nothing from them. On April the 23rd, here's how you hit them. Don't buy a daggone thing unless it's buying black, baby.
That's right.
That's how you do it. This is the grandma telling you, okay?
Dude.
I'm going to tell you something. I'm willing to die for this black power thing because who we going to be on the planet in 2100? Are we going to still be begging like Dr. King and them did? Huh? You would be embarrassed to tell your children that bull crap right there. Black power. Huh? What the black?
Power.
That's what
that's
you should be saying to your children. Huh? That should be the thing that's on their lips instead of hip hop. Say, teach them black power. Teach them how to say
teach
that.
Them black power.
Teach them how to say
that's
black
a heavy
power.
Point.
That's what you do.
Heavy point. But hold on, that's a heavy point. That the parents, let me say this to the parents out there. Listen, because I saw something on the video. Earlier today, I saw where they had a young brother and young sister was videotaping them dancing. This came off of World Star Hip Hop, and the parents were videotaping these young children. You know what I mean? Dancing or grinding on each other. What I'm saying is this: this isn't every parent, but I'm just saying it like this, like Sister Aisha just said. You start teaching your children black power. Teach them about their history. We got to start
teaching. Instead of whipping their head back and forth, why don't they whip their fists back and forth on black power? See, Will Smith and Jada whip your fists back and forth. That's what they should be teaching their children. Whip your fists back and forth. Huh? Black power. That's what you do.
That's right. We need.
Oh, hey, in 2100, would you be ashamed of yourself if you're still asking for reparations in 2100? Huh?
No, I will.
So won't you whip your fists back and forth, black power, on that?
Black.
Tell Will and Jay that. Okay? Tell Jay
listen, we need
Beyonce to whip that back and forth. Huh? What? They need to put their money where their mouth at. Huh? What? P. Diddy was on Forbes as the richest black hip hopper? Well, P. Diddy, why don't you spend some of their money for black power? Huh? We need to press his ass too. Okay?
That's
see,
right.
Brothers and sisters.
That's right.
With unity.
That's right. Diddy had this.
Let me give you an analogy, Brother Sean. Let me give you an analogy. Remember in the movie Malcolm X, that Spike Lee did? When Malcolm went to that jail and the white boy said, oh, we ain't going to let him out. He
right.
thought that Malcolm was by himself. But when Malcolm said, look out the window. Huh? Look out the window.
That's right.
When that white man looked out seen all them brothers out there. That's power, baby. And we outnumber them on the planet. Get that
That's
in your
right.
mind. Let your
exactly.
children see that. Let your children see that. It's black
That's
power
right.
time. And in the last two Ramadans, Allah told me to tell you black men, no fear, no fear, no fear. It's your turn. It's your time. Okay? We produce Barack Obama. We produce
That's right.
Oprah Winfrey. Let me tell you something. We can produce some more kings and queens if we get our mind right. Change your mind, black people. That's what you need to do. Change your mind. Okay? Get black power in your system. Get black power
right.
in your DNA. That's what you need to do, okay? Because I know one thing. I'm going to shout it from the highest rafters and let my children know that this is the example. Sister Aisha is the example. I ain't turning over. I ain't rolling over. I ain't walking away. I'm going to fight for my children, huh? Because and when 2100 come in, I'm going to be a black power queen. That's what I'm going to do, okay? Let them know. Let them know, brother, that black power is the order of the day. Let them know that.
That's right.
Okay?
That's right. That's
that.
The order of the day. I like what
black
you just said.
Black power
it's
is the order of the day.
Black power, that's the order of the day.
That's the order of the day. Because we outnumber them, okay? See, take a page out of the Vietnamese, huh? When the white
okay.
boys thought that they could defeat them. But they said, we will all die before we let you take us. Huh? That's the attitude that we need to have. Okay? Get it together. Black power. Black power.
Say that again, Aisha. What was their attitude? Someone
said
me. What was that?
All of us will die before we let you, we roll over. That's the order of that. Huh? All of us. Church
Damn.
Up, black people. Across the diaspora, a call to action, April the 23rd, across the diaspora, black power. Huh? Black power.
Damn, I like that. Listen, to the attitude for the black man and black woman, that's a real soldier warrior attitude. You got to take us all before we roll over. That's gonna be the official attitude of the National Day of Action and Unity. You gotta take a nation shoulders back. Go ahead, Sister Aisha.
That's right. You gotta take all of us. And I'm going to be on the front line. I'm going to show you by example. They say children don't do what you say. They do what you do. Well, Aisha going to be standing up. Aisha going to be fighting. Okay? Then do what I do. Black power. Black power.
Yeah. Yeah. So what would you say to our people out there listening that may be a little timid? Because, you know, we always got some timid people. What would you say to the timid people that they wanna help?
You know what I'm
gonna
say to the timid people and those who think they bourgeois and those who think they cute and those who think they shiny, they taking your tax dollar in a minute. What? April 15th? You gotta turn it in. Okay. Most people respect their dollar, don't they? Huh? What? Okay. Get powerful. Don't buy nothing. Huh? Don't buy nothing. Let them know, we're going to pull our dollars. We ain't going to support you no more.
I just want.
We ain't buying nothing.
That's the first thing.
Don't buy nothing unless it's black.
Straight up.
That's the first thing, okay? Then show up for your children. Stand up. Let them see that you ain't weak. Let them see that you ain't a punk. Let them see. I challenge all black people who loved and respected Dr. King. I challenge all black people who loved and respected Malcolm X. I challenge all black people who loved and respected Elijah Muhammad. I challenge all black people who loved and respected Kwame Ture. I challenge all black people. Come on out. Show your children that you ain't weak. Show your children that you are aware. Show your children that you ain't going to roll over. Show up on April 23rd. A call to action. Let the power be know that we ain't rolling over. We ain't laying down because we already paid. Okay? We already paid. We paid from Christmas addicts all the way up to the black brother and sister who are dying right now in Iraq in their family scan. We already paid. We already paid in the cotton fields, huh? We already paid, huh? We already paid in Mississippi and Katrina. We already paid, huh? What? We
That's
ain't going
right.
over. We already paid. So we want ours. We showing up for ours that we already paid for. Let them know. We showing up on April 23rd, 2011. Black
That's
and
right.
non-white
we
people. We showing up and letting you know we're going to press and we're going to push and we're going to come over the fence because our children ain't going to die. They ain't going to be starving. They ain't going to be without because we are kings and queens. We
That's
are
right.
the people that Malcolm so willingly gave his life for. We are the people that Dr. King gave his life for. We are the people that Mega gave his life for. We are those people, okay? Let them know we're going to show up on that day. And
that's good teaching.
Following, too, it ain't going to be just one day, but April the 23rd is going to be the opening. We're going to kick the door in black, Black Power.
That's right.
Okay? Let them know. Let them know we showing up that day. And our children going to be with us. It's going to be a family day. We're going to be smiling, and we're going to be strong, and we're going to be healthy, and we're going to let you know. We already paid, so we want ours. We want ours. We not going to be mealy mouth. We're going to be kings and queens on the chessboard. Oh, yes. If Libya can rise up, if Egypt can rise up, so can Southeast.
Go ahead.
So can New Jersey. So can Philadelphia.
That's right.
So can Oakland. Okay, yeah. We here and we going to stay and we ain't going to be moved. Black power. Black power.
That's right. That's
Black
right.
power.
Word to the wise. If Libya can do it, if Egypt can do it, if Bahrain can do it, if other areas can do it, then damn it, we can do it right here. Go ahead.
That's right. That's right. For our children. For our children, look at their faces. Look at them. Huh? We ain't sleep. I ain't. Okay? So, if I got to kick you in your ass, I'm willing to do that. Believe that. Okay? Because I'm a grandmother. I'm a mother. I'm a sister. And I'm a daughter. Okay? And I'm a friend to the black man and the non-white. And this
right,
is for
right,
my
right.
family. This is for my family. Okay? I'm showing up for my family. Black power, black power, black power.
Change. We're loving your energy, Queen. We're loving your energy. We got about 10 more minutes left in this. Keep rolling. Let the people
see,
know. We're loving this.
Look at our children. They confused. They walking around with their pants down. Why? Huh? Well, a call to action is the kick in the ass that I'm talking about, okay? All right?
Nah.
A call to action is the wake-up call that you need, okay? Sean, the beautiful brother, our chairman, who was mentored by the bald-head black brother, huh? We are living the legacy of that bold brother, huh? We showing up. You thought we sleep? No. We not sleep. We here. Here we are. Black power. Black power.
That's right.
What else you need to know? Hire a sister who is willing to put her face and her life on the line for my children. I'm not rolling over.
Yeah.
I'm not rolling over. It's serious out here. Obama bought, they bailed them out, and then they took a bonus. Ain't you being gay? Ain't you being gay?
So you said we got tricked. We've been hoodwinked, huh?
There it is, hip hop. You want to keep it real? There it is. You got ganked. Huh? We took us, our dollars, black people, huh? And bailed them out. And this is what they give us? Huh? a shutdown, unemployment, foreclosure, what? A falling down infrastructure, and we're the first deployed? Get out of here. No. You can't railroad my children. You can't do that to me. I'm a soldier. Okay? Black power.
Black power.
Black power. Sister gonna be there. And I want you all to know that I'm willing to put my life on the line for this thing, for my children, because I got 3 grandsons, okay? That's serious business right there. 3 grandsons, okay? One's an infant. 1 is 6, and the other one's 8. So, hey, look out. Look out, because I'm teaching them to be warriors.
Got to do it.
Hey, I'm teaching them to be warriors, and they going to kick the door in black like their grandma. Black power.
Taisha, anything that you want to say in these last few minutes to your people as you wrap up?
Yeah, this is what I want to say. Sisters, birth control is thinking before you pull your drawers down. We do not need to be reproducing dumb, okay, babies? And I'm going to tell you something. Sisters, if we get serious, the brother's going to get serious. So if a brother's approaching you and he's a punk, turn him out. Tell him you can't go. You can't come here. Okay? Sisters is key. We've always been key. But I'm going to tell you something, sis. If you want our brothers to be kings that we know that they are, then you, black women, have to be more serious than you are right now. Sisters. Take a lead from Sister Aisha. Be a serious black woman. Love your community. But don't coddle them. Don't spoil them. Make them earn. Make a brother earn. Black power. Black power. Black power.
Black power. That's what I'm talking about, my family. Listen, you've been listening to our comrade and queen, Sister Aisha Jackson. Listen. She's there in D.C. Sister Aisha, let the people know, in closing, how they can get in contact with you there in the D.C. area, surrounding areas, how they can help you out
for
the National Guard.
Any brothers and sisters who have talent, who are vendors, who are broadcasters in communications, please contact Imam Akbar or Sister Aisha. We need your help and your support. For April 23rd, 2011, a call to action. Please
give her email. Give her Facebook or something.
Okay. Facebook, Aisha Jackson. Everybody knows Sister Aisha. I'm loud enough. I'm strong enough. I'm black enough. Come on and call me, and I will love you. I will love you. Black power. Black power. Black power.
Black power. Black power. Sister, we thank you so much. We thank you for your energy. We thank you for the time that you're giving. We thank you for the sacrifices that you're making, the hands that you're touching and shaking, and the way that you're organizing. Sister Aisha, we appreciate you. Looking to do great things with you in the future, Queen.
I love you,
Queen.
Too. I love you all. Black power.
Black power. And it is, family. And you can already tell by the sister's energy, by her spirit, by her zeal and passion. It's on April the 23rd. I know you've been hearing about it. You probably like, damn, that's all they talking about, April 23rd. Hell yeah. Hell yeah, we talking about April 23rd because it's that time. It's just that time. It's like the day when you decide you're going to finally whip the bully. The bully been whipping you all school year long, all semester long, and now all of a sudden now you ready to fight back. You know what I'm saying? That's April 23rd. We're going to be fighting back and fighting black in a myriad of ways. We're going to be organizing. We're going to be demonstrating. We're going to be rallying. We're going to be doing food drives, clothes drives, medical clinics. We're going to be in the projects. Sister Aisha didn't tell you, she's in Berry Farms. They're going to be in the projects, in the hood. You know what I mean? We're going to be all over the place. We're going to be in front of the police stations in other cities. We're going to be at the cemetery in other cities. We're going to make a statement that's going to resound throughout North America. And like she said, Don't think it's just going to stop in April 23rd. April 23rd, that's the spark to the fuse. Some of you, you try to be event revolutionaries. I got to talk about this in the last minute here. You try to be an event revolutionary and say, I'm going to go real hard for April 23rd, and then I'm going to kick back and lay back and chill out, and hey, you ain't not going to hear from me no more. That ain't what this is about. That ain't what this is about. This is about putting in some work. It's about making it happen for real and putting your action behind your words and your dreams. You know what I mean? Taking what's on the pages of your books and taking that to the streets, taking it where it really needs to be at. You're talking about Pantherhood, talking about being a Panther, talking about our ancestors. Like the sisters say, that's where it was at. All of our ancestors that did anything of consequence and substance, you found them out with the people. Hell, you can't get battle scars. You can't have war stories and not be in the battle, not be in the field. You know what I mean? You're not in the field. We're not in the field, but we want to have some battle scars and war stories. How you going to do it? How can you do it? It's impossible. There's no soldier in the world that'll tell you a war story and they ain't participating in the war. You just sitting around the campfire trading stories. Nah, every real soldier want to have a war story of his and her own. That's why we got to go from boyhood to manhood, from girlhood to womanhood. See, the pressures of life that make you stand up. Some of us have grown up before our time anyway. You know what I'm saying? The pressures of life will make you stand up, but it's about what you're going to do with your time. Ain't none of us here forever. Let me clear the deck on all of that. None of us are here forever. So why are you here right now? And I'm here on this planet existence. We got stuff to do, black man and black woman. I like what sister say, man. She said this stuff is embarrassing, man. It is embarrassing. And you turn on the TV, people is cooning 24 hours a day. You playing Little Black Sambo 24 hours a day. Not to mention, everybody damn gay on TV and in the world. And then we talking about boyhood to manhood, you know what I'm saying? Girlhood to womanhood, and everybody damn gay. You can't even find a damn mate for real if you ain't in the right spot. If you ain't looking in the right place. What the song say? Looking for love in all the wrong places. You know what I mean? Everybody just flipping the script. You just following the beast. You following these bastards. You just doing everything they doing. Anything that they did in the caves and hillsides of Europe now today, black folks is doing it. Because we've been conquered. We're a conquered people, man. Conquered. Right? But see, the thing about being a conquered people, it's just like when we was in physical bondage, in the chains I'm talking about. We're still in physical bondage. I don't like when people say it like we're not in physical bondage. Just because you can get on an airplane, I can get on an airplane, a boat, and travel somewhere. They talking like we not in physical bondage. I mean, we ain't got no land of our own. Hey, when you go to your post office and my post office, it ain't that red, that black, and that green on that pole, is it? Hell no. You know what I'm saying? Even take it on a spiritual, ain't no sun, moon, and star on it either, is it? No. Okay, then. Well, whatever. I'm just saying this. We still in bondage. So, look, we got major work to do. Our children are being influenced on a daily and consistent basis, and you and me being influenced on a daily and consistent basis. And it ain't getting no better. It ain't getting no better. It's getting worse by the second. You know why? Because wherever darkness is, light is not present, right? And so if light is present, darkness can't be there. Two things can't occupy. They cannot occupy the same space at the same time. So the light got to shine. That's what I'm saying here. Some light got to shine. We got to let our light shine. I'm talking about us as black people, man. We got to let our light shine and stop, you know what I mean, begging for what the next man, the next woman got. And you're going to keep begging for and begging for a job. You know what I mean? It's like Sister say, it's like all this stuff is upon us, and now they're playing these games with your employment. And my employment, they're playing games with your employment and my employment. So you think that, you know what I mean, everything is permanent? You think that it's going to go like this forever? It's not. We have to do for ourselves. You better get you a trade, black man and black woman. Yeah, young black lady, you know how to braid on the porch? Then you better make you a braiding business. For real. You know what I'm saying? Black man, you know how to fix on VCRs and DVDs or whatever? You better make you a DVR business. Really, serious. That's what time it is. They don't have enough for their own. They don't have enough for their own. Okay? So, if they don't have enough for their own, why would you think they're going to give you something? They telling you every day on CNN, they telling you that unemployment is at an all-time high. And we only like, what, 13, 14% of the population. So you know them statistics is mostly them. It ain't mostly us, right? So they don't have enough of for themselves, for their own family. The first law in the universe is self-preservation. Y'all didn't hear what I said. The first law in the universe and in nature is self-preservation. So they not going to give you what's theirs. Let me take a quick call here. Pull it on in. I mean, just tell me what you think. Because, look, we got to go from boyhood to manhood, girlhood to womanhood. How are we going to do it? 845-853. You're on the air. Black Power Radio. Your mic is open. Talk to us. We need some help.
Black Power, Sean. How you doing, brother?
Black Power. Doing fantastic. Blacktastic. How you doing?
I'm doing good. This is Ishmael Shabazz, brother. I like that, brother. Yeah, and I liked it what the sister said. You know, we have to wake up the smell of coffee. I mean, we're living in a state of confusion. And every day, you know, we have to start, man, providing for ourselves, providing for our future. I like how you said teach the girls they know how to braid, start your own business. White folks like getting their hair braided, too. You know what I'm saying?
You know,
to make the money over them. You know, we have to, man, prepare our young kids, man, for the future. They need to pull their pants up, stop being out there a slave for the white man, and go to school, get a trade, and do
right.
for themselves.
Exactly.
You know?
What's crazy to me, it's crazy that any of our people don't know that sagging is niggas, bitch, man.
Oh, hey, yeah. Listen.
We ain't even thinking like that.
Well, see,
yeah.
I'm trying to tell a young boy, see, in New York, back in the day, that's what the faggots used to wear when they was in penitentiary.
Exactly.
And they don't even know what they're doing. See, that's because they've been misled, man. They got these rappers sold to the devil and misleading our kids. You know,
right.
selling dreams, you know, and that's a shame, and that's what I'm trying to do, because they're soldiers. They got heart, but they don't have
right.
enough heart, man, to kill the man that's oppressing them.
Exactly.
They kill you and I, that's because they train. We're in psychological bondage. And
right.
They learned that they taught us to hate ourselves, you know, and I was up from the 60s, so I know what they did. You know, they scared us. Put the drugs out there, but let's have us sell the drugs, make some money, and we lost it. But now it's time, man, if we get back on track, because it ain't too much time left. Because like you said, they losing jobs, but what do you think they're going to do? They got a new Jim Crow, and that's prison.
You ain't lying about that.
They taking away from education and building prisons. That should tell you something. And they passed
the
laws for...
Schools, right?
I mean, listen, man, it's a business, and it's a million-dollar industry.
Big business.
New modern day slavery, brother. So that's, you know, I'm trying to educate the youth. You know, my wife is afraid and my daughter's afraid, but you know something, like I tell them, man, when it's my time to go, I'm going to go as a soldier.
Man,
that's the bottom
tell me
line.
About
that's the bottom line, man.
But what's more scary is this. What is more scary to be oppressed, to not have your name, not have your language, not have your culture, not have your God, your folk ways, your foreign ways, your norms, to be robbed of the power of our own being, to be constantly targeted and incarcerated and all that? What's more scary, going through all of that or standing up and fighting for what's yours?
That's right.
You can't even get pulled over for a broken taillight in 2011. You can pull off a broken taillight in 2011, you could lose your life.
Oh, yeah, yeah, no question. No question. Come on. I mean, you know, racism is still alive. I don't want people to even think. Look what happened in Mississippi. Didn't they just hang that young man?
Yeah, Frederick Carter.
That's right. They did. 21. Now, they found out that it wasn't suicide because that's what they were trying to say.
Right.
No. But they do it every day. Legally, the police beat you down. I mean, hey, that's why, man, this is important, man, that we have to rally, man, and wake people up. Educate them.
I like what Aisha said. So some people just need their ass kicked. let's just be honest, man. So, I mean, some, not everybody. Don't be emailing me, y'all, talking about, John said you need their ass. No, some people need their ass kicked. Now, you know, you can maybe make a council and select who's who or who needs it, but some people do. Go ahead, Ishmael.
Yeah, that's unreal. I mean, really, that's on the real, brother. Sometimes that's what need to wake some people up, cause where I live, bro, they got pastors bloody paid for, you know, and that's the chance, you know. I gotta fight my own people to try to help the kids. And that's shame, you know. But brother, it's worth it to me because I got grandkids. You got grandkids. The next person got grandkids. You know, and if I don't help mine with them, then what future we have? We won't have one.
Exactly.
Well, we left off. Slave.
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying? Exactly. We had ancestors die. No, we still have ancestors, man, in penitentiary. You know, I was just telling somebody that for Rock to get my respect, he released one of them, two of them, all of them. And then I can stay here, brother. The puppet. If he does that, then he showed me, man, that he got some black in him. But right now, he's a puppet. He's just in a black face.
Right.
And that's all.
Trump has not addressed the black agenda. It's been really commercialized, and you know, let's just be for real. The man has not addressed the black agenda. I correct me if I'm wrong, but I haven't heard him speak to one black issue. I haven't.
He's not going to. He's for the corporations, the business. Like the sisters say, they bailed him out on our expense. Right? So, I mean, that from jump, that's what he's telling me. He goes to Libya, you know, I mean, not on our expense. That man didn't do nothing to us. He should have stayed out of it.
Well,
all I know
is this, that the handwriting is on the wall, brother. That's all I know. The handwriting is on the wall. And I'm not just like we the new Black Panther Party. We didn't beg George Bush for a damn thing. We ain't begging nobody else for nothing either.
That's right.
Hell no. Hell to the no.
Yeah, because you know something? We want something bad enough, we take it. That's what we supposed to do.
That's true, brother. That's very true. Well, Ishmael, talk to the people about New York. Tell them how they can get involved with you. And those that don't know, how they can get involved with you there in New York and what you got going on.
Oh, well, I'm from upstate New York, and you can contact me at my email address, Baitul, B-A-I-T-U-L, number1@AOL.com. My main focus is to bring new Black Panther Party up here and educate these young kids, organize them. You know, that's my focus. We got soldiers up here that's willing to, you know, put down their life for drugs, so why not do that for the freedom? So that's my goal. I do workshops. I have a legal service. I have a daycare. You know, I try to teach them to be entrepreneurs. We do work.
Yes.
Anger management. Name it. We'll do it. I got a couple partners. You know, that's my main goal, is to help our youth. Old folks, man, are scared. So we going after our youth because they're soldiers. We just trying to re-educate them because they're in a confused state. That's part of our work job that we do. You know, but
yes, sir.
I'm willing to network. You know, because each one teach one. That's the generation I came from. So, you know, we got to educate the liberate. So I'm about, man, learning, you know, new ideas, teach old ideas. And we just do this, man. We got to do this. We don't have a choice.
We sure don't. You lie about that. We don't.
That Black people need to understand we don't have a choice because they're losing jobs. We don't have jobs. So guess what? The industry, man, is $1 billion thing, the prison industry. And guess where we going if we don't stop it?
Exactly. Exactly.
Okay, wake up.
You're right on it.
And get a shotgun or something, man, in your house, man, in case they roll in there. And do what you got to do to protect yours.
Exactly. Exactly. Big brother, we appreciate you, family. We appreciate you, man. Listen, we're going to get you Black on the show. I want to get you Black soon. We'll talk off the air. We can really go fairly. Get you a fairly in there, Black, man.
Brother, we got to do this together, brother.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir, brother. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Black power, listen, family.
Black power, brother.
Brothers and sisters, that's my brother Ishmael. Ishmael, man, he's up there in upstate New York. Shouts out to upstate New York. The thoroughbreds come out of upstate New York. But listen, you got the sentiment. Listen, I'm just trying to give you all the sentiment here. And we, you know what I mean? We have to do this for not only our babies, but do it for yourself, man. Do it for yourself, Black man and Black woman. Listen, if we're going to go from boyhood to manhood, if you're going to go from girlhood to womanhood, there comes a time in every man's life and every woman's life that you have to make some serious decisions. Some serious decisions. Some really, at times, even life or death decisions. Okay? And so that's what time it is now. There's a universal change that's taking place in the world. It's a universal change. I mean, really, you got to be like seriously deaf, dumb, and blind not to see the universal change that's happening. It's going on all over the world. I mean, so do you think that these uprisings, you think these are just happening just because? Huh? Think it's happening just because? No. Now, National Chairman broke it down. He say revolution or devolution now. Don't forget. He said revolution or devolution. So there is some agitation over in some of these countries that's produced by this beast. And it's produced for the express purpose of overthrowing people's governments and overthrowing people's regimes and things like this. And it's not produced by the people. It's produced by the imperialist agenda. Okay? So in this hour as well, you got to be able to read through the smoke screen. Yeah, you got to be able to read through the smoke screen. And you got to already know that everything ain't what it seems. See, it's bigger than an Obama, man. You know what I mean? Look, we mad at Obama because, man, look, even though, you know, we know, you know, your mother white and whatnot, we know this, but you got that black blood in you. You was an activist and an organizer on the mean streets of Chicago, Illinois. Okay, door-to-door campaigns and whatnot. You seen the condition, hand on that our people was in and are in right now. You've met with many of the top leaders there in Chicago, had conversation with them. Okay, sat at their dinner tables and all kind of stuff. You know what's happening. And for you to get that job and then bend like a punk to the corporations, you're bent like a tree blowing in the wind. You just broke down. And then to not even address the black agenda, like it just don't even exist. It's your number one focal point as an activist and organizer in Chicago, but then you get to 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue, now it don't matter no more. Okay, I'm just trying to help you to understand where we're coming from with that. But I do want you also to understand that it's bigger than him. It's bigger than him. Okay? Because he's just the figurehead of the corporation. See, when you talk about, like Neely Fuller say, when you talk about white supremacy, if you don't understand white supremacy, you don't understand nothing else at all. If you cannot understand white supremacy and white power and the white power structure, you don't understand nothing else at all. Everything else you think you know is a lie. So look at it for what it is. He's just a figurehead of the corporation. But your real enemy, the real enemy is the ones he answered to, the ones sent him the text message, write his scripts and all that. Okay? He's just a spokesman. You know what I'm saying? It's bigger than him. But like Sister Taisha say, you got to answer the people. You got to answer to the people, but it's bigger than him. And see, that's why conditions like this produce the dissatisfaction that you see across the world. See, right now, there's whispers going on in Japan right now. They're talking about what they call a Jasmine Revolution. And the Japanese authorities, they're trying to crush this right now. They don't want any mention of anything associated with revolution. All of the internet sites, the networking sites, the blogs, all of that, anything that has any kind of connotation towards revolution or Jasmine or what have you, anything that will spark the people towards change or overthrowing the dissatisfaction, they trying to quell it. It ain't going to work. It's not going to work. Mark, just watch what I tell you. I told you all a couple of shows back last month, I told you all that the fight wasn't over in Egypt, didn't I? Told you that. I said, don't pay attention to what they're saying on the news, but how all these deals are being made and this, that, and the other. I said, it's still on in the streets. Don't ask me how I know. I said, it's still on in the streets. And what they're reporting to you today? Bloodshed in the streets. Bloodshed in the streets. Clashes with the local police. And they only reported that because it reached the point where it was getting nasty out there. Yeah. So now it's happening. Now it's starting to leak in other areas of Africa and other areas of the world. But hell, check this. There's more dissatisfaction here in America than anywhere else. Understand this. You got the children of the slaves on your soil. The children of slaves is on your soil. And you have built an empire and an infrastructure on the backs of their people, of our people. I'm just speaking to them because I know they're listening. You have built an infrastructure and an empire on their backs and have not paid them anything for the labor, not even during Reconstruction. Then today, the children that are here who are growing up in this society today, we still suffer. We still fight. Our people literally had to get shot down, and dogs bite off that would bite off the breast of our women, and fire hose down, and all kind of things just to go to toilet and go to a water fountain. And so, in 2011, the children are still fighting the same fight. And you think we ain't mad? You think we ain't mad? You think there's not dissatisfaction? You think there's not upheaval happening and being pushed by the people in the hells and smells of North America? You think they not paying attention? Hell yeah, they paying attention. And that's why they watching this National Day Action. See, it's okay as long as you talk about something. You know what I mean? As long as you talk about it and you don't put no action behind it, that's not a threat to the white man. You know what I'm saying? The white man don't care nothing about us just talking about something. They don't care nothing about you just talking about something and, you know what I'm saying, having a theory here and a theory there. The beast don't care about that. And really, an intelligent black man or black woman's not going to care about that. You know what I mean? Nobody cares about, like the old saying goes, it's not about what you say, it's about what you do. Your actions speak louder than your words. Ernesto Che Guevara told you, words are nice, but actions are supreme. So, it's all right to talk about it, but it ain't going to do nothing. It's just talk. But when you begin to organize your talk, your words, your syllables, and your letters, and all that behind some footwork and some groundwork, and really affecting their pockets and affecting the soil and going for the land and regulating the hood, when you start moving like that, then you're a threat, black man and black woman. So we need some threatening black men and black women. Remember the days, look, remember the days when the black man or just, or even the black woman would just walk down the street and crackers just start snatching their purses? You know what I mean? They just hold their purse real tight and crackers start locking their doors because they see you coming down the street. Today, many of them, they don't even pay you no attention. Oh, hey, how's it going? How's everything? They even call you brother now in some cases. Hey, brother. Hey, sister. You become non-threatening now. You become docile. Just a damn fool with a gun in some cities, man. No, black man and black woman, we got to become powerful. Monstrous. Yeah, you got to be like Shaka Zulu was. You understand what I'm saying? You got to be like Kunta Kinte was. You know what I'm saying? Queen Yasanti was. You got to be like them. You got to be like, you got to make this bastard afraid to go to sleep at nighttime. That's the kind of black man and woman that was on that plantation. I don't know what the hell kind of black man and woman was on this plantation. That kind of black man and black woman, that was a grown man and a grown woman. And but let's even before that, they were fighting on the damn ships. Before that, they were fighting on the shores. And it took an old buck-bashing, boot-licking Negro from our tribe to convince us to get on the ship. Okay? That's why the Dr. Khaled Abdul Muhammad, whose spirit we come in. He told you that when they can't defeat you, they always find some bootlicking, buck dancing, half big, half fried, sissified, punctified, homogenized nigga that they can trot out in front of you. Ring any bells? Sound familiar? Y'all didn't forget what the Black Power General said. When they can't defeat you, they always find some bootlicking, buck dashing, half-baked, half-fried, sissified, punctified, homogenized Negro to try out in front of you. And what happened to us? We got an old punctified Negro trotted out in front of us, and we got so happy because, look, we face so much opposition, so much white supremacy, that to see a face that looks like our own, we really felt like, oh, yeah, he understand. He going to get in there and do what he know he's supposed to do. But remember what the Black Power General said, when they can't defeat you, they do that. See, they saw us rising. If you remember the census, the censuses that were going around at that time, they saw the indigenous man and woman. They saw us overtaking it all, especially here in America. They was saying that the black man and black woman were in more positions of power and influence than ever before in the job market and corporate world. And they saw that the Latino community was developing at an all-time fast, high, quick pace. And so then, guess what? We got trotted out. Got him trotted out in front of us. We took the bait. Took the bait, most of us, and got lulled to sleep, okay? So that's the condition. That's where we at now. We're not, you know what I mean? We're just trying to paint the picture where we at now so we know how to move to go forward. So now it's about this National Day of Action. Now you got a National Day of Action that now we have a chance to say, okay, we see the games. We see what's happening. We see how we've been played, you know. Now we can do something. But now the bigger thing is as we get to this, if we draw this to a close, the bigger thing now is getting other people excited about it. Okay? You don't want to be the only one excited about a National Day of Action. You want to infuse your friends. You want to infuse your family. You want to infuse your neighbors. You want to infuse those that are close to you to get involved. If they're timid, if they're scared, if they're nervous or what have you, tell them, hell, just stand behind me. Just support. You know what I mean? It don't got to be nothing ultra militant on that day. It could be something as simple as taking a broom and taking some garbage bags and going and cleaning up the trash in the black community. Some of these neighborhoods need to be cleaned up physically. Yeah, I'm saying physically. Physically, some of these neighborhoods have bottles and needles and all kind of just madness, cigarettes, black and milds, plastic paper, just stuff on the ground. There was an article I read that said that they would the marketeers, those that wanted to know what to market to the black community, that they would go to the black neighborhoods, or what they call the urban areas, and that they would look on the ground at the litter that was on the ground in our neighborhoods, and that's where they invested their monies. You hear me? That they would look on the ground and see what we are throwing away and what we've thrown out of our cars and all this. And that's where they would invest their monies. Okay? So that's a twofold lesson right there. But the lesson I'm really driving right now, we'll talk about this, the other lesson another time. But the lesson I'm driving at right now is we have to physically clean up our neighborhoods. In order to clean up our minds, we've got to clean up our behinds, man. Clean up behind ourselves. Organize these young brothers and sisters to take charge of their own community and their destiny. And get the elders involved. Too many elders are sitting on the sidelines as if we just made so many great strides and we ain't got to do nothing else. It's a shame and a disgrace. The elders got to be involved with the youth. If the young men and young women are for war, then the elders are supposed to be for counsel. But it didn't say that counseling was not being involved. Hell, if we both working on a job trying to hammer a nail in, you can counsel me by showing me the proper way to hit the nail in. That's counseling. Elder, the youth want counseling. And here the youth is calling for some action. Now, what kind of counsel you going to give the youth? You going to sit back and go into retirement? You want a revolutionary retirement home now? Huh? A revolutionary retirement home. Africa under siege. The black nation under siege. As Sister Aisha says, we've been ganged, as they say. As Minister Malcolm said, we've been hoodwinked and bamboozled. And you go to the retirement home? What you retiring from? You know what I'm saying? That's like being in Vietnam or something. And bullets and shells and mortars and all this type of stuff flying over your head. And you're like, well, I'm retired. I'm retired. Statistically, they say there's more black life lost in the hoods of America, in the ghetto, so-called ghettos of America, than all that was lost in the whole war of Vietnam. So how the hell are we going to retire? I don't know. All right, listen. April 23rd is a National Day of Action and Unity, National and International Day of Action and Unity. And we're inviting all of our people to get involved. We want to send a special thanks to all of you who are involved right now with it, organizing, on the ground, moving, on your phones, you know what I mean? All over the place. You're organizing, you're faxing, you're doing your thing. We want to send a special thanks to you, a special thanks to you for your help and your effort and your sacrifice. And if you have not yet gotten involved and you want to know how to get involved and what to do, what are you supposed to do on that day, you know what I mean, what are we supposed to do past that day, what is this stuff all about, why you keep talking about it, Brother Sean, then you text us. Text us at 502-299-8530. One more time, 502-299-8530. You just text us. Staff will get back with you. Let you know what it's all about, what we're supposed to do, what you can do in your own city that will impact your people to stop killing themselves, to stop acting like little boys and acting like little girls, and go from boyhood to manhood, girlhood to womanhood. We're acting like boys and girls because they haven't seen an example in their own generation. Not enough examples. There are some examples. But not enough examples. So, text us, or you can email us at nationaldayofaction@yahoo.com. One more time, that's nationaldayofaction@yahoo.com. Okay, get with us. Hey, we got all this internet and stuff going on now, man. I'm telling you, the Black Panther Party of the 1960s would have loved this. Minister Malcolm X would have loved this. Honorable Marcus Mosiah Garvey would have loved this. Man, if they had all these capabilities, please. But we ain't depending on the internet. Don't get it confused now. We're going to organize on off the while it's on right now. And they ain't pushed the button on us yet. We got to use this stuff, Adam. All right? So get with us. And then for those of you who want to know more about this beautiful vehicle that has been probably one of the most slandered organizations and vilified organizations, and misrepresented organizations, and even at times in our infancy have shot ourselves in the foot. We've grown up and grown up now, though. If you want to get involved in the spirit of the 60s, shouts out to my brother Ishmael Shabazz, in the spirit of the 70s, if you want to get involved, but in a modern day sense, for 2011, then I say this: email us at nbpphq@yahoo.com. That's nbpphq@yahoo.com, and I'm proud to say, the website is black. The website is black. Yeah, they attacked the website. We ain't even going to talk about that right now. That was an attack on the website. But the website is black. We persevered. Black at it. NewBlackPanther.com and also NewBlackPanther.org, O-R-G. Both of them online. If you get one, we still got the other. You get them both, we'll make something else. Yeah. NewBlackPanther.com. Get you an application in, Black Man and Black Woman of America. Get your applications in. Sign up. Hell, you don't have nobody standing up on the front lines. There's people standing up, but most of them don't be on the ground. The Panther Party's on the ground. The only one that changed in 2011, revolution is the only solution. Yeah, how you think them other countries got free and independent? Name them. Look through the history books. Revolution. Self-determination. Pulling their resources. And pride of self. Self-knowledge. That's how they did it. So guess what we're doing for the black man and black woman? Yeah, revolution. The only solution. So get with us at one of them outlets. NewBlackPanther.com, NBPPHQ@Yahoo.com. For the National Day of Action, April 23rd, National Day of Action at Yahoo.com. Hell, send me a message. Send me a link. Hit me, Sean Kwali on Facebook. That's Sean with a C. That's Kwali, K-W-E-L-I, at Facebook.com. Get involved. And we're going to ride out to this music here. Let you know. It's all about that National Day of Action, all right? Love you all. Love you all. We're standing strong. We're standing strong, and we're going to get stronger and stronger. It's heating up out here. It ain't wintertime no more. You ain't got no wintertime excuse. It's heating up out here. And as it heats up out here, and the sun beams and that melanin courses through your veins, we're going to make it a point to turn up the pressure on these no-good bastards. On these no-good bastards. Some of you may have forgiven and want to forget. But as it says in the scripture, as God says in the scripture, so he will never forgive them. Yeah. It got to be something that would just stand up and would not compromise at all. And you're looking at them. The new Black Panther Party for self-defense. It don't make you racist. Racism is prejudice plus power. Prejudice plus power. If you don't have no power, how is it racism? Nothing that you say and nothing that I'm saying on this airway is going to stop. Now, one white person has no job tomorrow, but they damn sure can stop you. This is self-defense. This is fighting back after you've been kicked for 400 plus years. How the hell are they going to blame the victim? We've been damn victimized 400 plus years. Then they're going to tell you racist for fighting back. I say, damn it, fight back and fight hard. I wish, you know what I mean? I wish Sean Bell would have took some more. It could have took some with him when they took him out. I wish the tables was turning. Oscar Grant could have took them crackers out when they took him out. You know what I mean? I wish Mega Evers would have had his sights on his assassin. That we all the time getting assassinated, getting brutalized and beat down and murdered. All the time. All across America. And don't nobody say nothing. It's always justifiable homicide. But the moment we fight back, all of a sudden, we racist. You stand with them new Black Panthers, you are racist. Go to hell. That's what you need to start telling them. Go to hell. I ain't talking about no place under the ground. I'm talking about on the ground. Feel the fury of a revolutionary Black man and Black woman. Seriously. You racist. And we the victims of every kind of racism in the world. This ain't no disrespect to nobody else. But Black people got it the worst. Seriously, we have it the worst. Who else got it worse than us? Who else got it worse than you listening to me on this radio, Black man and Black woman? So we was talking to Roy Woman the other show. She's telling me she's a freedom fighter, warrior, she's struggling. She's right. But at least they own some kind of land that they got to maintain. We cooped up in the hoods, most of us. And if we're living in, you know, the upscale neighborhoods, you're getting mistreated by, you know what I mean, or looked at crazy by the white folks that are around you. Even some bootlicking bourgeoisie Negroes around you. Man, it's rough. But guess what? The rougher it is, the stronger you're going to get. The rougher it is, the stronger we're going to get. So get with this national debt action. Hell, like I say, text that number, blow that number, pass the hook, register your city, find out what you should do to defend yourself. If you're tired of seeing blood dripping in the streets, if you're tired of seeing your babies misused and abused, our little girls getting raped like what happened in Houston, Texas, you know what I mean, like a pack of wolves jumping on your little girls and our babies. If you're tired of the school system miseducating our babies like in the case of what Carter G. Woodson told you, get with this National Day of Action and get some real Black power. Some united Black power where we can make a real change and put some real pressure on these fools. I had to say that Cali style. Put some real pressure on them fools. Huh? Yeah, that's what time it is. Join us again. I'm just going to leave it at that. Join us again this Monday. Man, I'm telling you, as these shows grow and get bolder and bolder, you just don't know what to expect on Black Power Radio. I'm telling you, I'm going to have so many surprises for you on this radio show. Now, don't forget, last year, we had so many guests. I mean, let's not forget. I'm talking, we had Lou Gossett Jr. Y'all forgot? We was talking to some Lou Gossett Jr. on Black Power Radio about Black Power. Well, the radio show can say they did that, 2010. Huh? Yeah, we was talking to the head man in charge at Rap-A-Lot Records, Jay Prince. You remember Jay Prince? Y'all forgot that, didn't you? Uh-huh. I ain't even going to go down the list. I ain't even going to do you other shows like that. It's not even a competition. It ain't a competition, but I'm just saying. Black Power Radio, tell your neighbors, tell your friends, Black Power is back. Black Power is back in the spirit of the Honorable Kwame Ture. It's back and it's stronger than ever. So I get hit with it, one or the other. We love you. We say Black Power to Black people. All power to oppressed people. And the call is freedom or death. As Minister Malcolm say, it's freedom for everybody or freedom for nobody. Join us again this Wednesday, 11 p.m. Eastern, for another power-packed presentation edition of Black Power Radio. We leave you in peace, with peace and prosperity. And we definitely leave you as we came with Black Power.
the philosophy which hold one race superior and another inferior is finally and permanently discredited and abandoned. Everywhere is war. It's a war that until they're no longer first class and second class citizens of any nation, until the color of a man's skin is of no more significance than the color of his eyes. Mr. War, that until the basic human rights are equally guaranteed to all without regard to race. This a war that until that day the dream of lasting peace, world citizenship, rule of international morality will remain in but a fleeting illusion to be pursued but never attained. Now every and until the ignoble and unhappy regime that holds our brothers in Angola, in Mozambique, South Africa, rubber human bondage, have been toppled, totally destroyed, well, every